This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I think there are five marquee games coming up this Sunday. One of those games we've been talking a lot about. We don't need to talk about it. We'll get back to it here in a little bit. Chiefs and Bills. In fact, I will tell you guys at least what I am doing. I am going to bump the Chiefs up to 3.5 and get plus money for this. I just think the Chiefs are better than Buffalo. Give me the better coaching staff, the better offense, the better defense. I'm taking the Chiefs minus 3.5. You can currently get that at plus 142. You know they always got a boost over there on FanDuel. So turn that 142 into like plus 210. Get 2-1 odds on the Chiefs to win the game by at least 4 points. Can't beat it. That's just my suggestion. There's four other games that I would kind of rope into this, and I'm calling it like the Fantastic Five, the Fab Five. Niners, Giants, Colts, Steelers, Broncos, Texans, Seahawks, Commanders. Now, Seahawks, Commanders doesn't sound like it's a big game, but Jaden Daniels is back, and Seattle is one of those teams in the NFC, so certainly a worthwhile game. You still got a team going from the West Coast to the East Coast. Jaden Daniels is back. I think that's got a chance to be one of the better games of the day. So let's go to Niners and Giants. The Niners going from West to East Coast. It's early in the morning. San Francisco is a 2.5-point favorite in that one. Rob, do you think that the Niners are potentially walking into a little bit of a danger zone?
So, yes, I do think they're walking into a little danger zone. However, they walked into the same danger zone last week. On our Circa picks, our, you know, five we do around the station here, me, Gold, and some others, we were all thinking, oh, man, the Niners are a dog at the Texans. This is free money. And the Texans beat them and covered. That was the game where you felt like, oh, something's up, something's hinky. So I think they're walking into a trap, but I think they'll be more alert to the trap because they kind of fell into the trap last weekend in Houston.
This feels like a really big spot for the Indianapolis Colts. There's certainly a lot of questions about them. Now, I don't think that going on the road and beating the Steelers now has people ready to put the Colts into the Super Bowl. But, I mean, they're 7-1 right now. They go on the road and play the Pittsburgh Steelers. This certainly feels like a little bit of a dangerous spot, I think, for Indianapolis. If you're Pittsburgh, I mean, you got to be aware of what's happening. It feels like the Ravens have now woken up, and it's going to be a fight the rest of the way. A lot of people felt that way about the AFC North. I kind of like the Steelers in this one. Maybe I'm just slow to kind of buy into the Indianapolis Colts on the road, tough defense, back potentially up against the wall for the Steelers. Well, early November, late October, fall weather. Give me the Steelers at home. I'm going to take them on the money line. I'm going to take them at plus money.
See, I feel like the Steelers a lot of fool me once, shame on you type of energy. I've felt like they're eventually going to start looking like one of those type of teams that we think, oh, they're a threat in the AFC, and they keep letting me down. I actually think the Colts are the play here because they're going to assert, hey, we're actually that team in the AFC. Like, people like you and me and Parkins and Nick and everyone is talking about them like they're some cute story, but eventually it will end. I think the Steelers, who are kind of mediocre, are going to get beat by the Colts. They're about to make a statement on Sunday against decrepit Aaron Rodgers.
We got the Broncos and Texans. We also have the Seahawks and the Commanders. Between the Broncos and the Seahawks, which one do you think is more likely to get sniped on Sunday?
Denver. I think Houston's turning a corner. I think Houston is starting to look like the Houston we thought. They're one of the best defense, and not the best defense in the NFL. That defense is special. And if CJ Stroud doesn't throw the ball to the other team, they can win football games. DeMeco Ryan's a good coach. So I think Denver is a little bit of a spot here. I think they get sniped on Sunday.
Coming up on the other side, we are going to play a very special Halloween game. We're going to play a game called Classic or Trash. I'll explain the rules. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.